As we all know, the Donald Trump administration has been unique. One of those tasked with following the president is NPR political correspondent Don Gagne. After beginning his career based in Detroit, Gagne came to Washington to cover the George W. Bush and Barack Obama administrations. Gagne came to Jackson this week as well to talk about covering this administration. He joined us at the Snow King to explain that President Trump's behavior is not all that surprising.
It's, you know, been something that's been going on throughout the campaign, obviously. So in some ways, we're conditioned to the unusual nature of this administration and this presidency so far, because we watched candidate Donald Trump for, you know, about a year and a half, and this was how he operated day in and day out during the campaign. It was unusual to see it in a candidate. But it is really unusual to see it in the President of the United States. And just the notion that you keep hearing people talk, and I mean voters, but I also mean, you know, pundits and even other elected officials talk about if he's redefining the presidency, if he's acting presidential, if tweeting at 5 or 6 in the morning is an appropriate thing for a president to do. There are so many questions that just keep coming up as part of the discussion that it's almost impossible at this point, you know, without your scorecard, to keep track of the unusual things that we've seen over the first 6, as you say, almost 7 months of this presidency.
Lots of people wondered when he was campaigning if this was just an act, if this was him putting us all on. What's your assessment so far?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought he was putting us all on. I sure knew it was an unusual, unorthodox, and it felt like, especially if you looked at polls once we got to the general election, felt like a pretty long shot way to seek the presidency. Obviously, he succeeded in winning the presidency. He's clearly serious about being president and serious about some of the things he wants to do. Where he obviously runs into trouble is how to, you know, navigate the legislative process, how to tackle something like healthcare, which even he has admitted to us on a couple of occasions, you know, who knew that it would be so complicated? Well, the people who knew were the people who tried to do this for a long time, but he's come to that realization and that revelation now that he's in the White House.
We've seen people who have not had a great deal of political experience before and maybe struggled themselves, but they always had great staffs around them. I guess I was expecting Donald Trump, being a businessman, to maybe bring in those kind of people. Is that part of the reason he's gotten off to a slow start? Because we've got a lot of unusual people in this administration.
Right. His experience is so different, and he really is trying to function as president as he did as the head of his real estate empire and his reality television show empire. He's tried to kind of take that model and impose it on the presidency, at least with George W. Bush, with Barack Obama, who also did not have a ton of time in elective office. You know, Bush had been governor of a big state, Texas, and had dealt with complicated issues like, you know, education reform and immigration, especially immigration in the state of Texas. Senator Barack Obama, as president, didn't deal hands-on with as many of those issues, especially not in the way that a governor does. But again, as you said, each of them brought in a chief of staff who knew how to kind of take control in the White House and control the schedule and control who sees the president and be very watchful of the president's time. And what we have with President Trump is a chief of staff who is not first among, you know, equals in the White House, who does not seem to control the schedule and control the flow of meetings and information. That, of course, is Reince Priebus, the former RNC chair. We have these different power bases each with seemingly, you know, access to the president when they want it, whenever they want it, and they are often competing and arguing and fighting with one another over what direction the White House should go on any of these big issues they're wrestling with. And the president seems to encourage that. He seems to like that atmosphere where people are butting heads. Now, it also means where people are, leaking and looking to undermine the other so that their point of view can come through. And it's made for, kind of a very volatile first few months as we wait to see if all of this settles in any sort of traditional way. But it sure hasn't yet.
The conversations I hear in Wyoming are people think it's just chaos. When you're in the middle of all of this, how does it feel to you?
Chaos is a word that I hear. It doesn't feel like quote-unquote chaos, but it certainly is unusual and it certainly is different. And there are certainly times when you're not sure who's making the decision or whose advice the president is listening to. So in that regard, there are times when it seems very, very disorganized. But again, that seems to be the way he likes it. And as soon as there seems to be a settling, you know, a time when the press secretary is maybe having a good day, or others who are usually, you know, arguing with one another within the White House, they suddenly seem to be on the same page. That's when the president himself seems to disrupt things with a tweet that's totally off topic from, the thing they're trying to accomplish on that day. And it brings all of the focus away from the things that the White House thought it was going to be talking about that day. So you never know where the disruption or the disorganization is going to come from.
One last thing for you before we let you go. The Affordable Care Act, the overhaul plan falls right flat on its face. How is this going to be viewed?
It does say that this is a lot harder than the White House, and I think even Mitch McConnell thought it would be, especially getting something through the Senate that can win the votes of those conservatives and moderates. And if we look at what's happened in the last week or so, you've had votes fall off both of those ends. So it's not like he's even able to please either or at this point. So it speaks to how narrow this Republican majority is in the Senate, but it's still a majority. But it says to the president that if he's going to get things done, he can't just count on those 52 votes to be there. And he's going to have to do a lot of work, especially since there are big complicated things going forward that he hopes to do. If they can't do health care, complicated as it is, these other things are potentially equally as hard.
Don Gagne, welcome to Wyoming. Thank you.
It's a beautiful place. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.